I greet you in the greeting words of peace, Shalom. The philosophy of Kemetic spirituality proudly presents a life-centered life. We wish that the information that is shared will enlighten you and guide you on your uphill path. Blessings. On the earth, people go through different stages of growth. In Africa, there is a custom of renaming oneself. This is done by receiving a new name after significant changes in one's life. A person could be given a new name in an initiation, such as the time when a young person entered into manhood or womanhood, or when one reached or attained eldership. When a person did something very special or did something extraordinary in their life, they are given a new name in a sacred ceremony and recognized as such by the community. A person does not always have to remain the same person they had once been. One becomes a new person through growth and development. This ability to grow and change is very important. Renaming oneself is also a custom common to many indigenous cultures. It is important to note here that in collective societies, such as we have in indigenous cultures, there is the same concern for the individual as in so-called highly individualized societies in the Western world. In collective societies, the individual receives such attention and concern and is an important focus in a community. Whereas in the West, the individual is isolated and alone, and little attention or concern is given to people because everyone is too busy being an individual. Mayat is that which people inspire to in life. In the tomb biographies of ordinary people, words similar to these below are commonly inscribed. The following passage is one example of a biographical inscription that is found on nearly all tombs in Kemet. This is from the biography of a man named Idi. I went forth in my city. I went down in the nome. I did Mayat for the possessor of Mayat. I satisfy nature because I love nature. I was loved by my father and praised by my mother. One, his sister and brother loved. I repeatedly spoke Mayat. I spoke Mayat. I did Mayat. I gave bread to the hungry, clothed the naked. I never did any evil to anyone. I never thwarted anyone's inheritance. I was revered one before nature and before the people. These lines express what people thought was most important in life. This is what people wrote in their tombs. Imagine if you came to a society where the person of Mayat was the highest model of humanity. Mayat was not written law, nor a divinely inspired prophecy. It was instilled in people through practice in a collective society. Presently, Kemet is no longer lasting nation of which we have written records, having lasted more than 10,000 years of written history. Know the world in yourself. Never look for yourself in the world, for this would be to project your illusion. This podcast was brought to you by the philosophy of Kemetic spirituality. We wish that the information that was shared will enlighten you and guide you on your uphill path. Blessings. I leave you as I greeted you with peace. Shalom.